السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخ.
عبد الرحمن كيف الحال؟ أنا وياكم نبدأ. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد, on the days of today we go on to study very gradually the book Ad-Da'u wa-Dawa'u by Al-Imam Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Abi Bakrin, well known as Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. This book Ad-Da'u wa-Dawa'u, the title reads as Illnesses and Cure. The illness we have been, or the means of cure that we have been about in the last few classes, is goodness, good deeds. Al-A'malu Saliha. Allah cures illnesses, whether that illness is an illness that is connected to the human body or the illness that is connected to his heart, Al-Amradu Al-Qalbiya, or whether that illness is maradun nafsiyun, an illness that is connected to his soul, because the illness are just these three forms. The illness marad is either badani, or it is qalbi, or it is nafsi. And in all of these cases, one of the cures, all around cure, ikhwa, or illnesses, is good deeds. Amalun salih. Someone performs good deeds. And Allah uses from the blessings of his good deeds to remove his illness. You provide someone who is thirsty, you provide him with water, and Allah removes your diabetes. You support someone with food, and Allah removes cancer. We have seen and heard cases like this. Allahu a'lamu bi'adadiha. Allah alone knows how many we have seen in our own times. People who performed one good deed out of illness, they were ill, they were sick, they were down. I am talking now about maradun jasadiyun, an illness that is having to do with the body of the individual. Likewise, illnesses that are qalbiyun, or the illnesses that have to do with the mind, the nafs, or the soul of the individual. One of the means of finding cure to diseases, ikhwa, is looking for a good deed. Looking for a good deed to do. Look for somebody who needs help. Look for somebody who needs assistance. Look for somebody who needs support. Look for somebody who is broken. Support him, and Allah will grant you support from your brokenness. Good deeds by the power of Allah. Allah uses them to remove illnesses. That was why the Prophet himself, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said to us, alayhi salatu wa salam, he said, Dawu mardakum bis sadaqa. Dawu mardakum bis sadaqa. O people, Dawu mardakum, Dawu. Find cure for your sick ones, your brother, your mother, your sister, your son, your daughter, your brother, your close nearby ones who are ill. They are sick from one illness or the other. Da'u mardakum bis sadaqa. Seek cure for them by making sadaqah. Ikhwa, make sadaqah to look for cure for illnesses. And we have seen, I have seen a lot of cases, people give sadaqah, and from the blessings and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they received for that sadaqah was that Allah cured diseases they never expected would become cured by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, shaitan has drenched the people in the deeds of sinfulness instead of being of good deeds. صَدَّقَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِبْلِيسُ ظَنَّهُ فَاتَّبَعُوهُ. Allah said, وَلَقَدْ صَدَّقَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِبْلِيسُ ظَنَّهُ فَاتَّبَعُوهُ. Iblis صَدَّقَ عَلَيْهِمْ ظَنَّهُ. What he claimed, he told Allah. He has made it. He has brought it to fruition. What was that? He said to Allah in many places, one of which is in Surah An-Nisa, he said, وَلَأُذِلَّنَّهُمْ, I will mislead the people. وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ, look at the stress and emphasis with which shaitan guarantees to mislead you and I. So shaitan would mislead the people, keep them far away from good deeds, so that he finds it easy, may Allah protect us, to bring us harm, to bring us difficulty, to bring us discomfort, to bring us inconvenience, out of hasad that he has for us, right from the days of our forefather, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So rather than repent when they commit sins, you see people stubbornly being upon sinfulness, very, very stubborn upon sinfulness. So one of the things by which shaitan deceives the people into sinfulness is what the person would think to say he has husnul dhanni billah. I am thinking and hoping for goodness from Allah. You are hoping for goodness from Allah and you are upon zina. You are waiting and hoping for goodness from Allah and you tell lies. You are waiting and hoping for goodness upon Allah, you are 419, you are Yahoo. You commit zina, you are a disobedient wife to your husband, stubbornly disobedient to her, stubbornly disobedient to him. Or what is common with men is that they become irresponsible at home, abandoning their wives and their children. Men today tell their wives, go and look for what to eat. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said to us that kafa al-mar'i isman, it is sufficient sin for such men that they abandon those who are dependent, those who are dependent on them. So men today, they push their wives to look for money according to them, so that they can pay bills. This is not appropriate. So they become irresponsible at home, forcing their wives out of the home, out of the comfort of our home. May Allah protect all of us. Oh, some men are so harsh towards their wives. Really, really unprovoked. They go so unprovoked. The man is just harsh and difficult at home. And then when he is asked outside, he says he's expecting goodness from Allah. With these your acts of sinfulness, did Allah not command us and say, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, relate with your wives upon goodness, upon niceness. As this is well known, this is how nice it is to relate with a wife. This command, have you thrown it away or you are upon it? So many people live upon sinfulness while claiming that they are positive and they anticipate goodness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the verse of the Quran that we have also studied here in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah said, those who are truly hopeful, who have genuine anticipation of goodness from Allah, let me tell you them, they are, as Allah has said, he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, إن الذين آمنوا والذين هاجروا وجاهدوا في سبيل الله أولئك يرجون رحمة الله إن الذين آمنوا certainly those who have iman, they have accepted iman, والذين هاجروا and those who make hijrah, وجاهدوا في سبيل الله, they make jihad upon the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bi amwalihim wa anfusihim, with their worlds, with their lives, with their souls, they exerted themselves to spread the words of Allah and establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, ulaika yarjuna rahmatallah, these are those with raja'u, these are those with expectations, these are those with anticipation of the rahmah of Allah. Yes, why? Their deeds are deeds for which Allah brings rahmah to the individual. How can you be of sinfulness? Like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said in one of the hadiths that we have also studied, he said, Iyaka wal ma'asiyah, beware, I warn you, keep away. Get away from sinfulness. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, فَإِنَّ الْمَعْصِيَةَ تُحِلُّ سَخَطَ اللَّهِ, because sinfulness invites, it brings down upon you Allah's anger. Know this when you now become stubbornly disobedient to your husband. Know it, أَنَّ الْمَعْصِيَةَ, that sinfulness itself, تُحِلُّ سَخَطَ اللَّهِ, it brings about the anger of Allah to an individual. Sinfulness. And that's why we found it very appropriate to study Kitabul Kabair. Because sometimes when we say sinfulness, people even can't find around them what things that are sins, because they don't know. They don't know this is a sin, this is prohibited, this is prohibited. So we began to study Kitabul Kabair. I'm sure in those lessons we know those amongst the sins that are worse and more grievous than all other forms of sins. Sins like Ash-Shirku Billah, sins like As-Sihru Ikhwa, Ikula. Because they want to on the job, because they want to set aside a man that likes sihr in between and separate them. There are also the sins of abandoning salah onto times that are, or like the sin of Man'u Zafil, have beards, trousers not touching the ground, observing Salah, following Sunnah, and all of these, they are still very disobedient children to their parents. Once alayhi salatu was salam found out, they are due for zakat, back zakat. Of some field of jihad. All of these are from Al-Kaba'ir. The one we are upon in the lesson of the violent aggressor, Al-Jar, the Amir, the ruler. people, who is unjust, who is aggressive, his people, all of these, and he will say, oh, he's anticipating goodness from Allah. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that al-ma'asiyatu tuhillu faqat Allah, al-ma'asiyah, sinfulness, not repenting, not asking for forgiveness, stubbornly sinful, then expect the punishment from Allah. We beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us. So if a person is upon al-ma'asi like this, and he's telling, he's saying, or she's saying, I'm also expecting goodness and rahmah from Allah, the Prophet calls that kind of an individual as al-ajiz, someone who does not seem to know what he's doing. You don't know what you are doing. You don't know what you are doing. Some of the scholars clearly express that as from hamaqa, stupidity. You are upon the deeds of sinfulness, but you are expecting the rewards of goodness. May Allah protect us from this self-deceit. In the last class, we came to another matter that makes people to remain upon sin. The other one is about that they are committing sin, yet they say they expect goodness from Allah. In this case, Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, وَرُبَّمَا اتَّكَلَ بَعْضُ الْمُكْتَرِينَ رُبَّمَا اتَّكَلَ بَعْضُ الْمُكْتَرِينَ on the copy of الدَّاءُ وَالدَّوَى that we study displayed on the screen. I think that will be on page 77 of Abdurrahman. Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim mentioned another thing from the things that make people remain upon sin. He said, وَرُبَّمَا اتَّكَلَ بَعْدُ الْمُكْتَرِينَ عَلَى مَا يَرَى مِنْ ثَوَابِضِ نِعْمِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا. He said, rahimahullah, perhaps some of the people will depend and rely on, these people are deceiving themselves already, but they will rely on مَا يَرَى مِنْ ثَوَابِضِ نِعْمِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ, what he has seen from the tremendous favors of Allah upon him in this world, from the things of this world. Allah has blessed him with a lot, ثَوَابِهُ نِعَمْ, favors that are tremendous, a lot of favors, many in terms of their number, and proofs in terms of how that favor has come. He has the favor of money, he has a lot of money, Allah blessed him. He has a lot of property, Allah blessed him. He has sound health, vastly sound in his health, proofs, sound health. He has a lot of children, a lot of homes, a lot of cars, investments in trillions, billions, big businesses. So he looks at all of these and he becomes deceived with it. He begins to think that أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِهِ. He begins to think that he will enjoy these favors and Allah will not change and remove these favors from him. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ أَعْطَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَأَنْعَمَ عَلَيْهِ فِيهَا إِلَّا وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَا أَعْطَاهُ الدُّنْيَا وَأَنْعَمَ عَلَيْهِ فِيهَا إِلَّا مِنْ مَحَبَّتِهِ لَهُ. So this individual begins to deceive himself. Yes, he lavishes in luxurious wealth and now begins to think that أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَا أَعْطَاهُ الدُّنْيَا وَأَنْعَمَ عَلَيْهِ فِيهَا. Allah has not given him this kind of profuse wealth. وَأَنْعَمَ عَلَيْهِ فِيهَا. Allah has not blessed him in these wealth, these various forms of wealth that he has given him. إِلَّا مِنْ مَحَبَّتِهِ لَهُ. Except for the fact that Allah loves him. So my huge businesses, huge money, huge cars, tremendous wealth, a lot of children, A lot of investment. Ah, is it possible that someone gets that from Allah except for the fact that min mahabbatihi lahu, except that Allah loves him, wa annahu yu'tihi fil akhirati afdala min dhalik. He also begins to think that, no worry, this one is small. When we get to the hereafter, Allah will give us something better than that. Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, وَهَذَا مِنْ أَقْبَحِ الْغُرُورِ بِاللَّهِ. This is from the most offensive and despicable, wrong, deceptive thoughts about Allah, your consumfulness. All those businesses and investments you are talking about, they are investments in brewery. They are investments in the music industry. They are investments in the entertainment industry. They are investments in businesses of betting. They are investments in businesses of football. They are investments in businesses of riba. And yet you think that with all these huge investments in billions and trillions, with a lot of luxury, a lot of money that Allah has given you, upon this life of sinfulness, you think that Allah has loved you. You think that Allah has blessed you, giving you all of these, despite the fact that you are very sinful. He said, "Min akbahi al-wurur." This is from the most despicable self-deceit anyone would have, billah, regarding Allah. So when you sin, you're upon sinfulness and you have a lot of wealth. You think that if not, that Allah loves us despite the fact that we are committing sins. If not the fact that we are of high ranks with Allah, we would not have gotten all this luxury. So this luxury is because Allah loves us. And the way He has bestowed luxury upon us in this dunya, we also expect better than that in Akhirah. This person talking is a zani. This person talking is a drunkard. This person talking is engaged in riba. And yet he thinks that what Allah has blessed him with from the things of this world is because of his love for him. Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim wanted to make us understand that this is deceit. This is shaitan. Iblis has grabbed people like this and made them to have very wrong thoughts about Allah regarding these favors that they enjoy. Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, qala al-Imam Ahmad. Al-Imam Ahmad reported that, and this report occurs in his book, Al-Zuhud, Kitab al-Zuhud, by Al-Imam Ahmad. And this hadith we want to read. Long ago, Al-Hafiz al-Iraqi, the Shaykh of Ibn Hajar, rahimahum Allah, has graded the hadith as Hasan. Al-Imam al-Albani also grades the hadith Hasan. In it, Al-Imam Ahmad said, Haddathana Yahya ibn Ghaylan, Haddathana Rishdain ibn Sa'd, an Harmalata ibn Imran At-Tujibi. This word At-Tujibi is the Kasr al-Jim. That Harfu Jim should take a Kasr. So this name, an ascription to a tribe called Tujib. That tribe is an Arab tribe, but they left the Arabian Peninsula and they resided in Egypt. So most of the scholars, you would hear this ascription from, like Harmala to At-Tujibi and many others. Or Harmala ibn Imran. He also has a grandchild who was from the students of Al-Imam al-Shafi. It's Harmala ibn Imran at Tujibi. All the scholars you hear say Tujibi, they are those from the scholars of Egypt. They migrated from the Arabian Peninsula from that tribe at Tujibis. And they migrated and became ascribed to it. So it's not Tujibi, no, it is Tujibi. I'm mentioning this because many people make mistakes regarding the pronunciation of this name, because Arabs like tafgirat. But the name is not pronounced with a tafgir. It is Tujibi. And Uqbata ibn Muslim is also Tujibi. It is reporting from Uqba ibn Amir. You see, Uqba ibn Amir, he lived a long life in Egypt. Radiallahu anhu. عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said إذا رأيت الله عز وجل يعطي العبد من الدنيا على معاصيه ما يحب إذا رأيت الله عز وجل يعطي العبد ما يحب من الدنيا Allah ma'asi, I only rearranged it to enhance better understanding. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ اللَّهَ يُعْطِي الْعَبْدَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا If you see Allah as mighty, the mighty and exalted, subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you see that Allah يُعْطِي الْعَبْدَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى مَعَاصِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ يعني يعطي العبد ما يحب من الدنيا Allah is giving that servant whatever he likes from this dunya. You like to build a house, he gives you. You like to buy a car, he gives you. You like to marry a woman, particular woman, Allah gives you the woman. Whatever you like to do, Allah gives you. Allah ma'asi. When that servant is upon sinfulness, disobedience to Allah, the servant is upon riba, the servant is upon zina, the servant tells lies, the servant does not wear hijab or hijab. She goes about, the servant is disobedient to her husband, stubbornly disobedient, or the husband is harsh, the child is disobedient to his parents. And in all of these, Allah is giving you all the wealth and luxury that you have. When you see this, the Prophet said, Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ اسْتِدْرَاجٌ What you have seen is no other than istidraj. You know what istidraj is? Istidraj is when the person is gradually getting to destruction, but not knowing it. You are gradually getting to be captured. You are gradually getting to be handled by Allah. Your time is limited. But this luxury was These things, whatever is the fact that Allah will soon catch you. إِتَّ اللَّهَ يُعْطِي الْعَبْدَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى مَعَاصِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ فَإِنَّمَا He wants, he gets it. This dunya, good shoes. They can buy wristwatches of 30 million. I have hijab and everything. Any food you want, you eat it. You fly for holidays. Holidays in France. Holidays in Spain, you don't even remember your zina inside businesses that are haram. If you are like this, innama huwa istidraj, my dear brother, Allah will soon catch you. Still enjoy luxury from him, don't worry. Then the Prophet Allahu Azza wa Jal. Then the Prophet read that in Suratul An'am that فَلَمَا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِئُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Allah said, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا. Allah said, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. All the remembrances we have given to them, they set those remembrances aside, they forgot them. نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. They remind us that they were given, the lectures that they attended, the sermons that were delivered to them, the caution and warnings, the nasiha, the various sermons that were given to them, whether by their prophets or in the later times by their scholars. They set those things aside. They said that it's old school. They called them names. And they got involved in riba. Ikhwa, they got involved in zina. They got involved in prohibited business transactions. They got involved in Yahoo. And in all of these evils, kidnapping and banditry. Nasu ma dhukkiru bihi. They forgot all of this aside. It was when they did this that Allah said, Fatahna alayhim abwaba kulli shay'in. We opened to them the doors of everything. Everything. They forgot our signs. They forgot our summons that came to them. They set aside their admonitions. Ikhwa, that was when things began to be smooth. Fatahna alayhim abwaba kulli shay. Wallahi, this thing happens a lot. I know a lot of people like this. It was when they became Christians, they left Islam. Fatahna alayhim abwaba kulli shay. Some people, it was when they dropped the jilbab. Fatahna alayhim abwaba kulli shay. Some men, when they became unchaste, started committing zina. Fatahna alayhim abwaba kulli shay. We opened the doors of every luxury to them. Subhanallah. One of the ulama explained this verse. He says, "Kullama jaddadu lana ma'asiyatan, jaddadna lahum ni'matan. Kullama jaddadu lana ma'asiyah." Whenever they started any new act of sin, jaddadna lahum ni'mah. We gave them another type of favor. So when they started zina, we give them a favor. They started riba, we give them favor. They started telling lies. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Subhanallah. Allah said, فَتَّاه. Their case was like this. They were committing sins and were opening the doors of favors to them. They increased in sinfulness. The more they were disobedient to their husbands, the more favors we gave them. When they removed hijab, we gave them favor. When they stopped salat, their money increased. Ikhwa, how is this? Have you not seen brothers who change job from a job of halal with small salary, as we will call it, to a job of haram with big salaries and promotions? Have we not seen cases like this? That sometimes it is when the individual does not have time for his azkar, for his salat, for dutifulness to parents and all of these, it will now appear as if things are better. Allah said, فَلَمَا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. When the people forgot and set aside the reminders that we were given, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We opened the doors of every thing of luxury in this dunya to them. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا. when they became delighted, when they became farihu, they became joyed. They were now desirous, oh, we got it all. And they are upon sinfulness. Allah said, أَخَذْنَا هُمْ بَكْتَتَا. We suddenly grabbed them. Oil prices suddenly fell and their business failed. Various things began to happen. Banks failed. People, corruption. So many things began to happen. Just like those people who traded in the evil business of bring 10 naira and collect 300 naira at the end of the month. You know when they start that evil business, bring 10 naira, collect 300 naira at the end of the month. And you did it first month. You gave 10 naira, they gave you 300. You think that is good. You gave 200, say, let me not give everything. You gave 200. They gave you times 10, 2,000. Ah, it's real. That is what you say. Okay, you gave 1,000. They gave you 50,000 at the end of the month. So you think that, yes, I have gotten it. Allah said, إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا. When they began to become joyful about things like this, أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَكْتَتَا. We just suddenly captured them. We captured them with punishments. We destroyed them. We punished them. We made them to run bankrupt. أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. We caught up with them so suddenly. Allah said, فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. And they became from the people that have been destroyed. So, Ikhwah, please don't forget, when you are upon the life of sinfulness, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ اللَّهَ يُعْطِي الْعَبْدَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى مَعْصِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ. If you see Allah giving the servants from the luxury of this dunya just as he pleases, عَلَى مَعْصِيهِ, the condition of that individual is that is upon sinfulness. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ اسْتِدْرَاجِ. It's just a gradual, gentle step towards capturing and destroying him. May Allah protect us. Al-Imam Ibn al-Baqayyim continued and said, وَقَالَ بَعْدُ السَّلَفِ. One of the early Muslims said that, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ اللَّهَ يُتَابِعُ نِعْمَهُ عَلَيْكِ. If you see that Allah is following you up, one favor following the next one, one favor following the next one, one favor following the next one. وَأَنْتَ مُقِيمٌ عَلَى مَعْصِيهِ. And you can see that, you are upon sinfulness. فَاحْذَرْهُ. Be careful about Allah. If Allah makes one luxury and favor follow, as you give birth to a child, you got business. As you got business, you got appointment. As you got appointment, you got marriage. As you got marriage, you got this. Like that, from one favor, you got appointed. You got promoted. You got this. In all of these, anta muqimun ala ma'asi. You are steady upon sinfulness to Allah. Fahzarhu. Be careful. Be careful about him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fa'innama huwa istidraj. Because what he is giving you, be careful about those luxuries. Fa'innama huwa istidraj. Because that thing you are enjoying is no more than a gradual approach to catch you by Allah. Yastadrijuka bihi. Allah is gradually wrapping you up with those favors. He's giving you gradually. You are gradually coming to be caught. You are gradually coming to be encapsulated. You are gradually coming to be destroyed. You are upon sinfulness. You are upon riba, prohibited business transactions. The woman does not even listen to her husband again. When he commands her, she disobeys. At will, there are women like this. stubbornly disobedient to their husbands. If he says ah, they say ah. And yet they are enjoying luxuries from Allah. Innama huwa istidraj. It's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. But innama huwa istidraj. It is just istidraj. It's a matter of time. That was how Fir'aun got it too. It's a matter of time. That was how Qarun got it too. It's a matter of time. Allah said, "Falamma asafuna intaqamna minhum." When we got angry with them, we took the revenge against them. So when you are upon sinfulness, the early Muslim that was reported from Al-Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri, that إِذَا رَأَيْتَ اللَّهَ يُتَابِعُ نِعْمَهُ عَلَيْكِ. If you find that Allah is following one favor upon you with another favor, وَأَنْتَ مُقِيمٌ عَلَى مَعَصِيهِ, while you yourself, you are steadily upon sinfulness, فَاحْذَرْهُ, be careful about those favors. فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ اسْتِدْرَاجُ, because it is no other than a gradual approach to catch you and destroy you. يَسْتَدْرِجُكَ بِهِ, Allah is using it to gradually bring you close to your extinction. وَقَدْ قَالَ تَعَالَى, Allah also said, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That one occurs in the Quran, in Surah Zukhruf. He said, وَلَوْلَا أَن يَكُونَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً لَجَعَلْنَا لِمَنْ يَكْفُرُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ لِبُيُوتِهِمْ سُقُفًا مِنْ فِضَّةٍ وَمَعَارِجَ عَلَيْهَا يَظْهَرُونَ وَلِبُيُوتِهِمْ أَبْوَابًا وَسُورًا عَلَيْهَا يَتَّكِئُونَ وَزُخْرُفًا وَإِن كُلُّ ذَلِكَ لَمَّا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah said to us in this verse in Surah Al-Zukhruf, لَوْلَا أَن يَكُونَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا, if not that all human beings will become kuffar, if not that all human beings will become upon one single religion, kufur. Because when everybody seen it that when you are a kafir, life is easy for you. You have luxury, you have cars, you have houses, you have investments, you have clothes. Shaitan will make people to think that, Omar, if you want to be successful, this is what you have to do, as young people say today. But that is, if not for that, the shaitan will use it as a means of deceiving the people. What I would have done is that لَجَعَلْنَا لِمَنْ يَكْفُرُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ لِبُيُوتِهِمْ سُقُفًا مِنْ فِضَّةٍ. لَجَعَلْنَا, Allah said, we would have made it such that those who disbelieve in Allah ar-Rahman, جَعَلْنَا لِبُيُوتِهِمْ سُقُفًا مِنْ فِضَّةٍ, would have made their homes that have roofs of silver. Each of them, every kafir, their roofs, their ceilings in their homes would be roofs of silver. وَمَعَارِجَ عَلَيْهَا يَظْهَرُونَ, likewise their staircases upon which they go over their houses, everybody sees them, will make it be of silver. وَلِبُيُوتِهِمْ أَبْوَابًا, in fact, the doors to their homes will be balls of silver. وَسُرُورًا, likewise the beds in their homes. So would they have made their beds in their homes, their staircases, their roofs in their homes, their doors in their homes, would have made them, all of them, to be from silver. These things will be of silver. وَزُخْرُفَا, then will bless them with a lot of gold. We have now heard that people have built homes with gold. They built homes with gold. Allah said, if this world, if not that, everybody will run into kufur, thinking that kufur is the right thing to do. Why? Of course, every kafir would have a house that is of gold and silver. وزخرف انه luxury lies just upon being a kafir. Are people not thinking about that and doing that now? Citizens of the country, you have to make to become citizens. Don't deceived with the way their conditions change from one other kind of luxury. It's a very luxurious existence. La ya gurranak. Don't let it deceive you to think that to Allah is something that is proper. Like he said here too. He said what? No other than مَتَّاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Those silver, you're made of عَلَيْهَا يَتَّكِئُونَ. Even the chaff, the surur, surur, that is the jam'u of sarir. Alayha yattaki'un, where you relax and rest. So your couches, your sitting room chairs too, that you relax on, they would have been from silver. I would have done that to kuffar. But if I do that to kuffar, the people will all become kuffar. But all these things were in kullu dhalik, all of that, لَمَّا مَتَعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They are no other than the empty, trifling things of enjoyment in this world alone. In this small world, in this small temporary world, you cannot enjoy those things for 70 years. You will be tired. You will be exhausted. Ill health will come. And that's why you cannot get it. Your silver cannot get you ill health. So when you become 80, 90, you die, maybe 120, you die and go, that's all. But you can remain in your grave for 1,000 years. So Allah said, وَإِن كُلُّ ذَلِكَ لَمَّا مَتَعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. So all of that, there are no other than things of this world, this small world. You can't spend more than 200 years in it. If you spend 500, people have remained in the grave for over 1,000 years. So the world is small. People have been in grave for 10, 15,000 years. You only spend 100 from it. And you were upon sinfulness. You thought that that luxury, يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَا لَهُ أَخْلَدَ. You think that that luxury will make you live forever. All of those things are just for a little while. وَالْآخِرَةُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. As for the delight, the joy, the goodness of Akhirah, the world after this dunya, the world beginning from Al-Hayatul Barzakhiyya inside the grave, that one is Lil-Muttaqeen. It's only special enjoyment for those who are righteous, for those who are conscious of Allah, who acted upon His commands and abstained from His prohibitions. If you are thinking that the money you have, the car you have, the investment you have is a sign that Allah loves you, but you are upon sinfulness, you are upon nonchalance towards the instructions of Allah, you disobey Allah at will, you are a bad wife to your husband, you are a bad husband to your wife, you are a bad child to your father, you're a bad parent to your children, wicked, inaccessible, tough, unnecessarily harsh. How are you going to survive these inside your grave, and on the day of Qiyamah, you are like this. But you think that because you have a lot of money, you have a lot of wealth, you have a lot of clothes, shoes, gold, silver, then that means Allah loves you, irrespective of what you are doing. Don't think that about yourself. Don't also think that about people. Many Muslims think that when they see non-Muslims in luxury, it's mata' al-hayat al-dunya. He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa in kullu dhalika lamma mata' al-hayat al-dunya wal akhiratu inda rabbika lil muttaqin. Allah also said, waqad al-imam ibn al-qayyim rahimahullah also told us what Allah said, that waqad radda subhanahu ala man yadhunnu hadha dhann. Allah has refuted the one who is thinking this kind of a bad, faulty thinking. When Allah said, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمَنِ وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانَنِ. Allah, Imam Ibn al-Qayyim cited that verse in Surah Al-Fajr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negated this particular thinking. Which thinking is that? Al-insan idha mabtalahu rabbuhu. That an individual, when Allah tries him, ibtalahu, Allah tries him. Allah tries the individual. فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَمَهُ. He honors him and provides him with a lot of favors. فَيَكُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمَنِ. He begins to say, Allah has honored us. وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ. But the same way when we try him, so you can see, أَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَمَهُ. Allah akramahu, honored him, showed him esteem, wa na'amahu, and showered favors upon him. At that he says, Rabbi akraman, my Lord has favored me. The same way he called this bala'u, ibtalahu, idha mabtalahu rabbuhu. Allah tried him. So when you have a lot of money, it's a trial. The second one, وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ. The same way, if Allah ever tries him, فَقَدَرُ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ, and he makes his wealth to be small, فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانَنِ. He begins to think that Allah has disgraced me. So for this individual, when he gets a lot of money, it is Allah honoring him. When he's not poor, when he's not rich at all, he's poor. Allah gave him a little. He said, ahanan. Allah is disgracing me. Meanwhile, Allah said the two of them, they are bala. This is thinking that it is when you have wealth that Allah has honored you. Profuse, luxurious wealth. Allah has honored us. Rabbi akraman. But if Allah gave you only small wealth, you say, Rabbi ahanan. My Lord has disgraced me. Allah said, Kalla, the matter is not like that. Laysa al-amru kama tazun. That if I give you wealth, it means I have honored you. If I did not give you wealth, it means I have disgraced you. No. Laysa kullu man a'taytuhu dunya wa na'amtuhu fiha wa wassa'tu alayhi rizqahu akunu qad akramtuhu. He said, Rahimahullah, Laysa kullu man a'taytuhu. That what Allah tells us in that verse is that it is not everyone that I have given this dunya, wa na'amtuhu fiha, and I made him enjoy profuse, luxurious wealth in this dunya, wa wassa'tu alayhi, and I opened up the favors of wealth and luxury, rizqahu, wassa'tu alayhi rizqahu. I open it up, this wealth, enjoy it. It does not mean, no. Laysa kullu man. It is not everyone that I treat like this. Akunu kad akramtu. It is not everyone that I treat like this that I have honored. Wala dhalika min karamatihi alayya. And that does not mean that that person is a person of esteem before Allah. That Forbes wrote you as the richest man in this world. It does not mean that you are honorable before Allah. Allah said, Kalla, no. It does not mean. Or that you are the richest man in the world by Forbes, by Economist magazine and all of these. That means that Allah has honored you. No, it does not mean so. Wala kullu man ibtalaytuhu. It does not also mean that every person that I bring trials to, wadayaktu alayhi rizqahu, and I made his sustenance to be tough and restricted. Only a few wealth. He hardly is able to pay rent. He eats only once per day. And that food, he has to carry loads in the market throughout the day to get what with which he will eat breakfast the next morning. And he has to carry loads in the market to be able to eat in the night. If I treat him like this, it does not mean that wala kullu man ibtalaytuhu. It does not mean that everyone that I have brought with afflictions, wadayaktu alayhi rizqahu, and I have reduced his wealth regarding him, wa akunu qad ahantuhu wa abghadtuhu. And then it now means that because of that, abghadtuhu, I am angry with him. No, or ahantuhu, no. It does not mean that I have disgraced him. So that I give him small wealth does not mean that I disgraced him. It does not mean so. Bal ibtuliya hadha bi ni'am. In fact, the matter is that this one that has been given profuse wealth has been tried with profuse wealth. Wa ukrimu hadha bil ibtila. And in fact, this one that I gave little wealth, I have honored him. So wealth is not an indicator of Allah's love for you. Please note this. I have a lot of money. My life is smooth. It does not mean that Allah loves you. It does not. It does not. I have a lot of money. I have a lot of wealth, a lot of investment. Allah, Rabbi Akraman. Allah said, Kalla. It does not mean like that. I'm a honored person before Allah. No, it does not mean so. On the other hand, too, the servant that only has little with him, little food, little home, little children, little clothes, little shoes, it does not mean that Allah has disgraced him. Or that the person does not worth anything before Allah. No, the world is not the index. The world is not the index for all of these. And that was why he quickly followed it with a hadith. He said, Rahimahullah, وَفِي جَامِعِ التِّرْمِذِ عَنْهُ قَالْ. It occurs in the Jami' of Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi that the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُعْطِي الدُّنْيَا Man yuhibbu wa man la yuhib. Allah gives this dunya the luxury. Go to Paris, go to Spain, go to Switzerland, go to Australia, go to the Comoros Island for holiday, go everywhere. Allah gives it. Man yuhibbu wa man la yuhibbu. He gives it to whom he likes and the person that he does not like. He gives it to the righteous and unrighteous. He gives it to the learned and the one who is not learned at all. Allah gives it to anybody that he likes. Wealth, dunya, luxury. Allah gives it to anybody that he likes. That is as he wills. Whether that person is beloved before him or not. Whether that person is a person of esteem before him or not. So you can find a scholar who is so hugely indebted. And in fact, indebtedness stopped him from teaching. We remember the case of Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Sirin. That well-known tabi'i, Muhammad ibn Sirin was from the students of Anas ibn Malik. In his own case, he was rich. He was selling oils, but the business went down. He began to take loans, and then he found it difficult to pay. When students invite him, Sheikh, come and teach. I can't sit down in front of people, I'm shy. If he sits down, he owes this one, he owes this one, he owes this one. This is a trial from Allah. But does this mean this eminent tabi'i does not occupy a place of prominence before Allah? And look at Fir'aun on the other hand. He had a lot of wealth. He himself knew he had profuse wealth. Yet he amounts to nothing before Allah. So the Prophet told us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُعْطِي الدُّنْيَا مَنْ يُحِبُّ وَمَنْ لَا يُحِبُّ. Those that Allah likes and love, and those that He does not like and love, He can give you this dunya. And sometimes too, He can combine it for you. He gives you dunya, and then you are a big scholar of Islam upon righteousness. Yes, He can give it. Just as He can give the righteous wealth, He can give the unrighteous wealth too. Who He gives the dunya, it does not matter. Anybody. وَلَا يُعْطِي الْإِيمَانَ إِلَّا مَنْ يُحِبُّ. As for Iman, Iman Allah grants it to those that He likes. Iman, good deeds, righteous deeds, understanding the Sunnah and being upon it, being upon sound Islam. When you are like that, Allah loves you. Allah has shown you honor and respect and esteem. Why? He gave you Islam. He gave you Iman. So the gift of Iman is for those special ones with Allah. But the gift of the luxury of this world, any person can get that one, even when Allah is angry with him. May Allah protect us. So don't be deceived by the wealth you have to think that your sins are not sins. Or to think that, oh, you occupy a high place with Allah just because of wealth, just because of luxury, just because of possessions, just because of huge investments. And here you are, you're a zani, you deal in riba, your business transactions are largely haram. So you think, oh, if not that Allah likes me, how will I get this money from? Money does not matter. Allah gives it to anybody. Whether that person is a good person or a bad person, he can give you money. It's a means of further trying you. The Prophet told us it is istidraj. Innama huwa istidraj. It is no other than istidraj. Iza ra'aita ar-rajula, when you find a man, Allah is making you tabi'u ni'amahu alayk. Allah is following one favor up with another favor upon that servant. وَهُوَ مُقِيمٌ عَلَى مَعَاصِيهِ. And yet he's upon sinfulness towards Allah. Ah, إِنَّمَا هُوَ اسْتِدْرَاجِ. It is a gradual approach to his destruction. May Allah protect all of us. May Allah protect all of us. May Allah protect all of us. Forgive us, Ya Rabbi Alam. Make it easy for us to turn to you in repentance. Make it easy for us to turn to you in repentance. Grant us the goodness of being your friend, your righteous friend. Because that one you give whom you just like and choose. Choose us. Make us righteous, obedient servants to you, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Abba Abdurrahman.
Now, the only question is, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Shaykh. Now, may Allah count this as one of your actions in selling down politics. My question is concerning Ariya. If I was told to lead the Salah in a masjid where there is a camera recording the Imam, will this not be counted as Riya if I go ahead with the Salah, having myself recorded?
If you are being recorded to show to the world, this is how to observe Salat. You want to teach people Salat with that camera. That may be lawful for those who accept these kinds of filming to be lawful amongst the scholars. If what you want to show to the people is the way to perform Salat, they saw you, they are looking at you to show that it is lawful. Those who accept using the camera to do things like this will consider it lawful. All that it wants to do is to teach people Salah. But those among the scholars who does not accept picture making and video making, they will tell you that if you want to teach the people in your masjid about Salat, come at the times outside the time of Salat to teach them Salat. Maybe after Salatul Fajri, maybe after Salatul Asri, maybe after Salatul Maghrib, teach them the Salah face to face. This was how the companions learned the Salah, and this was how they also taught the Salah. They saw the Prophet face to face, observing the Salah. And he said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. So this is one part of that thing. The other part of it, and that first part we just explained, is lawful. It is allowed. If the video is just to say, this is how Salat should be performed, perhaps it should be spread on a platform of the members of the masjid to see how Imam prays so that everybody can pray correctly. If this is the intention, okay, that is for the scholars who say that making pictures and videos are ala halal. Otherwise, the safe position is that don't do that video even with this intention. Don't do it. If you want to teach people Salat, come and teach them Salat physically face to face. On the other side, that it will be completely prohibited. It's just that we too, we want to show our mosque. We too, we want to show our imam. We want to publicize it. One imam did it. We want to do our own so that people will see it, people will applaud it, and all of this. This will come from a riya, showing off, or asuma, popularity seeking. The two of them are evil sins. They destroy the deeds. That Salah is a Salah that for which Allah will even punish that servant. Not just that he will not accept it, he will punish you. Why? Because the deed is not for him. It is for those amongst whom you want to seek popularity. So what you gain for doing that, for using a worship that was supposed to be for Allah, for the purpose of show-off, is that you will be punished for that your evil deed. Using ibadah for show-off, Allah will punish you for it. So the best thing is, ikhwa, avoid it. This is getting common now. It was not there before. We're living in this world for some years now, decades. All these things are just coming newly. May Allah protect all of us from the gimmicks of shaitan. Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal was reported to be in the masjid, and he was asked this question. If a person leads Salah to show to the people how to pray, he wants to, this is how to pray, to describe Salah. So look at me, just look at me. The way you see me pray, that is the way you should pray. If a person prays with this intention that everybody is looking at him so that they can learn the Salah, he said this intention is lawful and rewarding. He said, but if it is with the intention of showing off and popularity seeking, then the reward of show off and popularity seeking is the reward that you will get. I hope that this answer is clear about the Rahman.
No, yes,
I mean, well, yeah, the time is already fast, and let us stop here and come back to class next week, inshallah.
No, yes,
I mean, assalamu alaikum.